Hi there. Welcome to the sixth episode of this season. I am Ashish. We decided to move our episode release by a week because we all knew you would be busy celebrating Dashera with family or just enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. I hope aap logon ne hame last Saturday jyada miss nahi kiya hoga and had a good relaxing time with your loved ones. And I hope aapne hamare last episode mein Chandana dwara bataye वीट ग्रास यानी कि जौ उगाने के टिप्स यूज़ करके पूजा के लिए जौ यूज़ भी किए होंगे. रिक्वेस्ट यू ऑल टू शेयर योर एक्सपीरियंसेस विद अस. सो नाउ वी आर बैक विद सम मोर टिप्स एंड ट्रिक्स टू ब्रिंग मोर ग्रीनरी एंड हेल्थ अराउंड यू. आज हम शुरुआत करेंगे अपनी गेस्ट लीमा के साथ, जो तेरी मेरी बागवानी में हमारे साथ बहुत सारी इंटरेस्टिंग स्टोरी शेयर करेंगी अपनी गार्डनिंग जर्नी के बारे में. चंदना विल शेयर सम जानकारी ऑन प्लांट्स एज अ गिफ्ट. और फिर हम पल्लवी से जानेंगे कि सेंटीपीड्स आर अ फ्रेंड और फो व्हेन इट कम्स टू गार्डनिंग. वी आर वेरी एक्साइटेड टू ब्रिंग दिस एपिसोड टू ऑल ऑफ यू एंड कैन हार्डली वेट टू शेयर इट विद यू. सो लेट्स गेट स्टार्टेड. ओवर टू पल्लवी एंड लीमा फॉर तेरी मेरी बागवानी.
Welcome to Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. This is India's first gardening podcast. We are three amateurs who are crazy about gardening beyond our day jobs.
I'm Chandana, codename Adenium.
I am Ashish, codename Syngonium.
I'm Pallavi, codename Carnation.
Gardening is not something that you sow a seed and then it starts fruiting. So that journey from sowing a seed to harvesting a vegetable or a fruit, that is your gardening journey. And that journey is very exciting.
तेरी मेरी बागवानी में हम गार्डनर्स की रियल स्टोरीज लेकर आएंगे.
Hi everyone, welcome to Teri Meri Bagwani. Today, I've got Lima Rosalind, and I met her when I was in Ahmedabad. In fact, we were part of the same gardening group. And, you know, when we had that first experience, when we met together, Lima was so comfortable and so enthusiastic about sharing all her gardening knowledge that I thought that it would be great to bring her on the show and help us understand how we can become better urban gardeners. Welcome to the show, Lima.
Hi, Pallavi. Thank you so much. I didn't know that, you know, our meeting will turn into a podcast. So this is quite a surprise as well. So hi, everybody. This is really awesome that Pallavi invited me to this talk and I could share some of my gardening journey, growing food journey, whatever you might want to call it. So I'll have to reminisce a little, go back into my past. So I grew up in Tamil Nadu, in the hills of Tamil Nadu, the Anamalai Hills. My grandfather at that time was a tea garden supervisor. And so he had this, huge garden at his behest. And as long as I can see, we had our garden. And then beyond that was the tea plants. And beyond that was the forest. So you can imagine the kind of animal that would come to our garden. And I remember my grandfather would say, "This garden I'm growing for you. But also, along with you, there's so many other beings and I want you to experience how they use this garden, what they do, when." So I learned a lot of my earthly science, the science of the earth, from my grandpa. And as I grew up, he showed me a tailor bird nest in the turmeric patch. And he said, "I'm going to leave this till the birds fledge off. Till the young ones go away, I'm not going to harvest that part of the turmeric." So I learned a certain sensitivity. And eventually, as I grew up in urban Mumbai, where my parents lived, contrasting to, you know, where I grew up, and then this small house in Mumbai with its own front yard, which had thankfully had a garden patch that my mom could grow stuff. So all of this put together clearly inspired me to choose a career which is outdoor oriented, which is more in the realm of conservation. So when it came to choosing my career, I chose to become a conservation scientist, which is researching about the birds and the animals, and eventually became a conservation educator, which means while there is pure science, and that pure science then lends itself to wanting to teach people, wanting to educate people, wanting to spread this knowledge and this awareness to conserve this planet and the earth. So that is one part of my journey. And in all of this, while living in Mumbai and subsequently wherever I lived, I've always been interested in growing something. The earlier part of my life, it was not so much, it could be a chili or a tomato, you know, depending on how long I would be placed in that area. Finally, when I was able to hold on to, stay in one place for a longer period, my gardening journey therefore grew. And I always preferred to have a ground floor home and grow stuff. So it's been a great learning experience for me. Gardening is not something that you sow a seed and then it starts fruiting. So that journey from sowing a seed to harvesting a vegetable or a fruit, that is your gardening journey. And that journey is very exciting because always never a high. You hit the lows, you hit the pits, and you wonder whether you're unlucky in sowing. Because a lot of this theory that's also floating around saying, acha wo mali mera na wo bahut acha karta hai kyunki wo seed sow karega to acha hoga. So it's not that. It is always a potting mix. It's always the soil. It's always the time of sowing. It's always the seeds that you sow. Good seed, bad seeds, old seeds, new seeds. You know, all of that construe to creating this wealth of gardening and your gardening journey.
I mean, you've had, of course, quite a journey. I can't even begin to imagine what the transition would be, you know, from a tea estate to a flat in Mumbai with a small balcony. Yeah. But, you know, even though you have grown up as being part, like being very close to nature, and even your work has kept you very close to nature, I do think that the way you grow up something in a pot is very different and very challenging. And even if you have all that knowledge, even if you recognize the symptoms of when a plant is doing well or not, there's still a little bit of hit and trial there. So maybe just talk through a little bit about, you know, the first year of actually starting an urban garden. And as you said, the seed was the most important thing, but, you know, you came to that realization through something, through an experience of your own. So maybe just talk through that a little bit.
Yeah, so I never had a huge front yard ground floor garden to begin with. So I started everything in pots and pans and, you know, recycling and upcycling a lot of containers that I have. That's how I started. And earlier on, what I understood was the soil mix is so critical to growing something. In some parts, you get very good soil, and people always say the red soil, but you need to really understand the soil, because when you, the soil is actually the soul of your gardening. So you need to understand your soil first. Yeah, there will certainly be hits and trials. And then when your plant is really, when the flowers come in and you wonder why those flowers don't turn into fruits, and then you wonder, and as a scientist, I know that you need bees and birds to pollinate your flowers. All that is also so critical to harvesting the fruit and harvesting the seed that you've sown. So what you need to really get is get good seeds, open pollinated. There are different names for it, open pollinated, nati, heirloom seeds, heirloom seeds, and all of good seeds is very critical to your harvest. Good soil, understanding your soil, giving the plant all the micronutrients. You know, people advise us to put humic powder to strengthen the soil. You know, all those toppings are really not necessary if you use your own compost, your own home compost, because creating your home compost is also very, very beneficial to your plants and to your gardening. I would say that before even you start gardening, you should start composting, you know, because that is where all your nutrition for the plant will come from. Pay a little attention to the kind of seed that you get. Getting seeds off the shelf is one thing, depending on the availability. But if you know that your seeds are open pollinated, you know a good vendor from whom you have had good successes, or you know of him through friends, through people who garden. So get those seeds and try it with those seeds. So the first thing is your compost. Second is your soil. And the third is getting good seeds. Yeah, these are all very critical to a good journey.
इस बार दिवाली पर थोड़ा डिफरेंट सोचिए। आप अपने दोस्तों को काजू, किशमिश, मिठाई के साथ साथ प्लांट्स गिफ्ट करने की भी सोच सकते हैं। फेस्टिव सीजन हैज ऑलरेडी बिगन और हम सब अब दिवाली के लिए अपने घर को सजाने में लग गए होंगे। सबने गिफ्ट्स भी लेने शुरू कर दिए होंगे। आज जानकारी में मैं चंदना आपसे इन्हीं दोनों चीजों के बारे में बात करना चाहती हूँ। करीब 5 साल पहले माई हस्बैंड स्टार्टेड गिफ्टिंग मी अ प्लांट ऑन माई बर्थडे। बोथ ऑफ अस डिड नॉट जेल विद द आइडिया ऑफ गिविंग फ्लावर्स इन अ बुके बिकॉज हमें लगता था फ्लावर्स को प्लांट पे ही रहना चाहिए और बुकेज यूजली अगले दिन फिर डस्टबिन में मिलते हैं। So one fine day on my birthday, he decided to bring a gamla instead of the bouquet. Hilarious, but so practical. In 5 years, I have built a small corner in my balcony made up of all the plants gifted by him. And it's such a wonderful way to cherish the memories as I see them flourish. बस यही फीलिंग मैं आपके साथ शेयर करना चाहती हूँ कि इस बार दिवाली पर थोड़ा डिफरेंट सोचिए। आप अपने दोस्तों को काजू, किशमिश, मिठाई के साथ साथ प्लांट्स गिफ्ट करने की भी सोच सकते हैं। यू कैन चूज फ्लावरिंग प्लांट्स लाइक रोज एंड क्रिसैंथेमम्स और ऑर्नामेंटल प्लांट्स लाइक फाइबर नर्व ऑप्टिक प्लांट और स्नेक प्लांट, जेड, लकी बैम्बूज और कोलियस एंड इवन एग्जॉटिक प्लांट्स लाइक एग्जॉटिक पीस लिली और डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ कैक्टाई। आप मेडिसिनल प्लांट्स भी गिफ्ट कर सकते हैं जैसे लेमन ग्रास, मिंट और तुलसी। इनफैक्ट आप अपने होम डेकोरेशन में भी प्लांट्स को इंक्लूड करिए। यूज प्लांट्स विद डिफरेंट कलर्स एंड फोलियज डिजाइन टू एनहांस योर फर्नीचर एंड वेलकम रूम सेटिंग्स। ऑलरेडी आप देख रहे होंगे आपके आसपास की नर्सरीज में बहुत सारे ऐसे प्लांट्स आ चुके हैं और पॉटर्स भी बहुत सारे ब्यूटिफुल सिरेमिक एंड मड पॉट्स के साथ तैयार हैं। बस एक जरूरी जानकारी जो आपके काम आएगी, जब आप नर्सरी से पौधे लाएं तो उन्हें इमीडिएटली दूसरे गमले में शिफ्ट मत करिएगा। कम से कम एक हफ्ता उन्हें उसी पॉट या पॉलीबैग में रहने दीजिए, पानी डालिए, उनको जहां आप रखना चाहते हैं उसी जगह रखिए जिससे वो आपके गार्डन से एक्लिमेटाइज हो जाएं। यकीन मानिए पौधों को हमसे ज्यादा शौक लगता है विद एनी चेंज। दूसरा, हल्की ठंड भी शुरू हो गई है तो आप पानी देने की फ्रीक्वेंसी को थोड़ा सा कम कर दीजिएगा जिससे कि ये पौधे ठंड खाकर खराब ना हो जाएं। दिस इज ऑल्सो द बेस्ट टाइम टू ब्रिंग इन अ कपल ऑफ पॉट्स ऑफ सिट्रोनेला और लेमन ग्रास क्योंकि इस वक्त एकदम से मस्कीटोज बहुत ज़्यादा हो जाते हैं एंड दीज प्लांट्स कीप अवे द मस्कीटोज। आई होप यू विल पिक अप सम ऑफ द जानकारी एंड यूज इट फॉर दिस फेस्टिव सीजन। आप हम पल्लवी से सुनते हैं कि सेंटीपीड्स हमारे फ्रेंड्स हैं या फो।
इन दिस सेगमेंट वी हेल्प यू आइडेंटिफाई दैट क्रीचर इन योर गार्डन। इज इट अ फ्रेंड और अ फो? क्या वो आपका दोस्त है या दुश्मन? क्रीपी क्रॉली विद 100 लेग्स, बोलो मैं कौन हूं? इन टुडेज फ्रेंड ऑफ फो आई टॉक टू यू अबाउट कन खजूरा और सेंटीपीड। हाय, आई एम पल्लवी। बचपन में मुझे कन खजूरा से बहुत डर लगता था। मैं सोचती थी कि उसका नाम इसलिए पड़ा है क्योंकि वो कान में घुस जाता है। मे बी दिस इज ट्रू बट सर्टनली इन द गार्डन दे एक्ट एज आर फ्रेंड। आई फर्स्ट सॉ सेंटीपीड ऑन माई बैल्कनी व्हेन आई वाज रीपॉटिंग सम न्यू प्लांट्स दैट आई हैड ब्रॉट। दे हैड कम थ्रू द प्लांट्स दैट आई बॉट ड्यूरिंग द मॉनसून
and they immediately crawled into the soil when I disturbed the plants. But now I do see them from time to time. I was curious to know more about them and whether I should worry about removing them. So once I read what I found, I thought I'll share it with you as well. पहले ये जानते हैं कि centipede दिखता कैसा है. A centipede is a small, long insect with many legs. कुछ लोग कहते हैं कि इसके 100 टांगे होती हैं, इसलिए इसका नाम centipede पड़ा है. But actually that's not true. They don't have 100 legs. They probably have less than that. The centipede is usually dark brown or dark red in color. And you will see them in potted plants or in areas of your balcony that have decaying leaves or damp spots, जैसे कि आपके गमलों के नीचे. They are not dangerous to humans, but they can bite when they are being handled. And their bite is similar to a bee sting and can cause minor pain and swelling. So if you see a centipede in your garden, be careful when you're handling them. It's always a good idea to wear gloves when you're working with soil and your plants. Kankhujura actually आपका दोस्त है. वो छोटे कीड़ों को खाता है. उसे आपकी मिट्टी का रखवाला भी कहा जा सकता है. They are carnivorous and they eat aphids, baby snails, slugs and worms. And as you know, these pests are really a pain for your plants. So anything that helps you to get rid of these pests is actually a blessing for your garden. Centipedes also live and they feed in the soil and they travel through it. So while traveling through the soil, they actually aerate the soil by creating tunnels. This makes your soil lighter and helps the air, water and nutrients to reach the plant roots. They don't actually damage the plants at all. In fact, they are beneficial for the plants because of the aeration of the soil. A very similar insect to a centipede is called a millipede. Millipede also has a small body and many legs, but it does look slightly different. A centipede has a flatter body than a millipede. A millipede is a herbivore and they eat plants. So what you see in your cabbage plant is a millipede and not a centipede. So now you know that a centipede is classified as a friend for your garden. आपके पौधों में बहुत सारे जीव जंतु छुपे हुए हैं. हमारी यही कोशिश रहती है कि हम आपको बता सकें कि कौन सा आपका दोस्त है जिससे आप उसे जीने दें. साथ ही साथ आपको पता होना चाहिए कि कौन आपका दुश्मन है जिससे आप उस पर काबू पा सके. So see you next time in another episode of Friend or Foe.
Just going back a little bit to before the pandemic, I think that, you know, past the 90s, like the very early 2000s, is also a time where people have started realizing that there is life beyond growing ornamentals in your garden or in your terrace. I mean, there's life beyond flowers, there's life beyond indoor plants that, you know, are there only to serve the function of adding some decoration. There's also this other aspect of an urban garden, which is to grow your own food. Having said that, in order to actually harvest something, you do need to attract the pollinators. So you do need your flowers. So in your experience, what would you say was the ratio? How would you kind of mix it to get the best of both worlds?
So whenever you're planning a garden or you're planning to grow food, try growing some ornamental flowers that attract bees and butterflies. Because eventually, when you have that food plants growing in your garden, As a food grower, you will understand the need for pollinators, because that becomes sometimes the most critical issue as to why, you know, I have queries saying that, you know, my plants are flowering, but none of that flowers are turning into fruits. So pollination is of course very, very important in that process of turning a fruit in a flower into a fruit. So before you start gardening, try to grow a mix of, plants that are butterfly attracting, bird attracting. So if you have those kind of flowers already in your garden, and these can be easily grown in containers. You don't require big, huge container. 10-inch, 12-inch containers are very good for growing all these plants. Some creepers to creep around, and some, sunbirds and tailor birds and other birds come and pollinate the flowers or visit your garden. So that is also very important. So once you've set that stage for attracting pollinators in your balcony, in your container garden, then you can start think of growing your chilies and your tomatoes, and then look at seasonality, because seasons are also very critical. So understanding what to grow when is also very important in the gardening journey. You know, you also need to understand the needs of water for sowing. You know, when you grow stuff in your seeding trays, you don't really water it deeply. You just spray it, and you make a hothouse kind of a situation where you can also cover it with some plastic covers or whatever is available with you, so that you build the humidity and you force the plants, the seeds, to germinate.
Thank you so much, Leema. I mean, you've shared so much. And as I said at the beginning, I think you've lived up to, I guess, what I said at the start, that you are one who shares her knowledge freely. And I think that's great, because, you know, when people learn from other people's experience, that's when the learning is real, because you know somebody has gone through it and that person is willing to talk about their failures and how they've arrived at that conclusion. So all the very best to you for continuing your garden journey and in different parts of India, wherever you may go.
Thank you, Pallavi. This has been great talking to you.
Wow. Today's episode had a lot of practical learning for me as well. I would like to thank Leema for sharing her journey and experiences with us. I feel I can use so many of the tips she shared, and I'm inspired to spend more time in my garden after hearing her enthusiasm. I hope aapko bhi apne liye koi na koi aisi tip to zarur mili hogi aaj jo aap aasani se aazma sakte hain. Wishing you a great time for the festive season and looking forward to hearing your stories of the fun times with friends, families and your plants. If you want to listen to our episodes regularly, then please subscribe to it on Google Podcast, Spotify, Apple, Gaana or JioSaavn. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram to get regular updates. Just search for Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. If you want to share a voice message or a picture with us, do send us a DM on Instagram. This is me, Ashish, signing off on behalf of the team Sow and Reap. We'll meet you in episode 7 after Diwali. Happy gardening till then.